Phoenix FM, where we are here at a music festival. It's been a while. We were here 2 years ago at Stand and Calling, and back at Stand and Calling, speaking to Pete. Now, you're involved with the University of Beds, and you've got a tent and everything here in a prime position as well, as you can hear from the music that we got in the background. Go on, tell us what you're doing here.
So the University of Bedfordshire are Stand On Calling's only educational partner. And like you guys, we were here 2 years ago, 2019. And we've hit it big this time. Last time we were doing some workshops. It was quite quiet. We were in a nice little corner. This time we've gone big with our beds at Big Top. We are delivering workshops. We've got dance workshops, creative writing workshops, graphic novels. We've got VR. So we've got a whole range of activities going on. Currently behind me, we've got loads of children making lanterns for a lantern parade that is going to be happening over the weekend.
That's what they're doing, yes. And the idea really then is, because this must have been the amount of effort that you must have put in to get to this situation.
Yeah, we're really lucky that we get the opportunity to partner with this festival, because we get to see so many people enjoying our academics, giving sessions, and we're reaching like young people who, you know, probably never even heard of university, but they're coming down and they're like getting a little taste of what, you know, higher education could offer them.
And also, where years gone by, you could pop into a university, you could find out a bit more. It's just not been possible, has it?
No, it's been really tough the last year, moving everything online. It's been a big change for us to welcome people to the university virtually. So we're really happy to be back out and about this summer. And this is actually our first event, since the restrictions are kind of eased, to actually go out into the community and do things. So we're really happy to be here.
This is everyone's first event since the restrictions have eased, isn't it? I mean, there must be a sense of camaraderie when you go around and talk to others who've got their own stalls, their own stands.
Yeah, I think there is, and I think it's taken a little while for people to kind of get back into that, oh, I'm quite close to somebody.
Yeah.
But we've kind of snapped back into it. We've been on site since Wednesday, where we've been setting up our Big Top. We've been setting up our secondary venues that are dotted around the site. And we're kind of on day one of our full programme. And we're here for Saturday and Sunday as well. We've got more to come. We've got hula hooping. We've got loads of various things. We've even got a drumming workshop happening this afternoon.
Wow. There is so much happening, and are you having to chop and change, or have you got a fairly regimented program and that's working?
Yeah, we've got a really regimented program. We've got a big team of volunteers, and we're really fortunate, being a university, we've got students so we can come along and help as well. So some of our students are helping us, but we've also been really fortunate in giving our students the opportunity to have work placements with Stand On Calling, and two of them are actually working on the main stage this evening with the headliners.
Wow. That is great, isn't it? And when you think back, even a month ago, you think, oh, is it going to happen?
We were not sure it was going to happen at all. We'd kind of carried on making plans, carried on with everything, and then we just hoped for the best.
Yes.
And I know I'll jinx it and it'll probably rain, but at the moment we're having good weather, so everyone seems to be in even higher spirits.
And there is that point, isn't there, where even if it does rain, ultimately we're here, you know, we're outside, we're talking to people we don't know.
And we're even more fortunate because we've got our beds Big Top here, which is obviously a big covered space where we're running a lot of our activities.
I'll make sure we put a picture of that up on the website as well. And wow, I mean, there's so much going on. Like you say, how many people have you got volunteering and involved from your side?
We've got about 80 colleagues working with us who are here throughout the days. But also to note, while staff are coming in and out off-site, there is that strict COVID testing, and they're working with Imperial in London to make sure that they get the COVID element right and reduce the risk of transmission. So we're feeling quite confident. Everyone's feeling quite safe as you kind of can be, although a little apprehensive at first. But it has meant that people have kind of relaxed a little bit and are enjoying themselves, and they're certainly enjoying the programme we've been offering.
And even the dogs are smiling when you see people come in. I mean, the fact that you were here 2 years ago, and it doesn't feel that different, does it? It's still a lovely family festival, and everyone turns up.
It's almost like the last 16 months haven't happened. And we've kind of been so wrapped up in delivering our programme of events, we kind of almost have forgotten as well, because you're just seeing people enjoying themselves. You're just remembering to do extra cleaning and things in between sessions, but, you know, that's fine. It's fine. We're used to it on the university. It's what we've been doing for the past 16 months, so it's all good.
And, I mean, from a university point of view, obviously you've had the challenges all the way through, and the sense of achievement when you look back as well. Have you been able to have interaction with students towards the end of their courses as well in a way that you didn't think was possible?
Yeah, so we've moved a lot of our learning online. However, some of our practical courses, some of our nursing courses, where we've been really trying to support the NHS, and we've been doing research projects to help the NHS as well. So we've had researchers on campus.
So you're fast tracking, really. Yeah.
So we've been involved in this huge project to help develop transportation for the vaccine for really low temperatures. So we've had people on campus all the way through the pandemic, but not so many students. So it'll be so good in September when we can welcome students back onto campus. And this kind of is giving us a little taste of what it's going to be like.
And I mean, people say, oh, well, students, they're young, they're resilient, but there's so much that you miss out on for university life because of the situation over the past sort of 16 months.
There is, and obviously there's quite a lot of young people here as well. It's a very varied crowd at Standon, but I think those young people are probably getting that little taste of university life when they come and visit us.
Yeah, which is great. More power to your elbow, and I suppose, let's be blunt, you're already planning next year here, aren't you?
we've probably got plans afoot at the moment, yes, but I don't think we can quite think about next year until we are done with this year.
Yes. If anyone wants to find out more, what do they do? Google University of Bedfordshire?
So you can find out about our programme of events at Standon on the Standon website, but you can find out more about the university at beds.ac.uk.
Fantastic. Look, thank you so much for chatting.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.